bottom of Memorah Aleph, the bottom line. So the Mishnah said,
you
bring down the Eglah Rufa to Nachal Isan, which is an area that's hard, an area that you can't plant anything. So the word Isan has an association with it, which is hard. So the word Isan has a connotation of something which is old, because it's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, who sounds like we've been a nation that's been around for a while. You chop off the back of its neck with an axe. My time, from the din of achatas of, they have to meet the pasuk mol arpo. You do malika from the back of the neck, so you also split off the back of the neck with an axe. You can't plant or work the area. That means that you cannot have had worked it in the past, whereas Rabbi Yehuda said, no, it means lahaba. From this point forward, you're not allowed to work it. Everyone agrees the pasuk for sure means at least in the future. Does it also mean in the past? In other words, it doesn't say that you didn't work it beforehand. It only sounds like you're. In other words, sorry, it doesn't say you've had in the future tense, which means that it's only a problem for the past. So in other words, that sounds like it's going to be only a problem for the future. Rabbi Yoshia asher l'shaver mashmi. He says another word asher lo yave b'vol yizareya implies the past tense. Rabbi Yonasan asher ribui. He thinks the word asher is a ribui to include even the future. Then we said, you're allowed to comb flax and you're allowed to remove the rocks from Nachal Isan. Tan Rabbanan, Asher lo ye'aved b'v'lo yizareya. In li'al ezriya. Asher avodas minayin. This is quoted in the Gemara previously. How do you know you can't do anything else? In Nachal Isan, Talmud Lomar, Asher lo ye'aved b'v'lo mikol makom. So the Gemara says, Emkein ma'atam lomar v'lo yizareya. Why does it single that out? Lomar l'chamazriyam yuchedas shiba gufa shal karka. Av kol shiba gufa shal karka. Yotza srika spishna v'nikor avanim she'en ba gufa shal karka. So that's not part of the actual dealing with the land. So that's going to be mutter. Ve'ima asher lo ye'aved b'klal v'lo yizareya prad klal uprad imachlal amash b'prad zriya in midiach nirlo. Why can't we invoke a klalu prat to say that it's dafka zriya, but anything else we put there? There's no asher ribui. Once again, the word asher is a ribui to teach you that it includes everything. Then he said zikne ha'iroch tzinidei, and they washed their hands over the egla rufa. Tana rabanan, v'chol zikne ha'ira hi ha'kiruvim al hecholo yirchatsu asidehem al ha'egla ha'arufa banacha. They washed their hands over the egla rufa. She'in tamalomar ha'arufa, ma'tamalomar ha'arufa. Obviously, if we're talking about the egla rufa here, so why does the pasuk have to specify that it's an egla ha'arufa banacha? So the Gemara says, no, it means al-makom ha'rifasa shal egla. It means they wash their hands over the place of the neck where the animal was killed. They say, so we have to question the Mishnah. So why would we ever think that they were the murderers? They have to say that we didn't do anything. It means that we didn't, that when we saw him come into the city, we didn't let him go without food and we didn't let him leave without giving him a place to stay, without escorting him. Tanya Hayr Meir Omer, Kofin Lelevaya, Sheschar Halevaya, Ein Lashir. Shenemar Vayiru HaShomrim Ish, Yotzei Men Ha'ir, Vayomeru Lo Haran Yuna Es Mevo Ha'ir, Vayasiru Mecha Chesed Uchsiv, Vayarem Es Mevo Ha'ir, Ma Chesed Asu Imo, Shekol Usa Ha'ir Horegu Lefichar, Vayoso Ish Mishpachto Sholchi. See, the Gemara says that we force people to escort other people out of the city because there's a tremendous schar involved in escorting people, because the Pesukim here in Sefer Shofim say that this guy who escorted them out of the city, so the whole city was wiped out, and he and his family were saved. Vayelecha Ish Eret So in other words, Luz was the city which they made Chilas in, and it was the city that was protected from Sancheirev. You didn't get to mix up the city, and from Nebuchadnezzar, the Malach HaMavas doesn't even have the ability to rule there, and if an old person in Luz wants to die, he'll just walk outside of the city, and then he'll be able to die. This guy, from the Sefer Shoftim, he didn't even leave the city. He just kind of walked them out to the city, the end of the city, and yet he caused his entire family for all generations to be saved. So you actually do escort someone, you should, for sure, you're going to have a zchus like that. So the Gemara says, how did you show them where to enter the city? So he moved his lips and told them where to enter the city. He pointed to them where to enter the city. Tanik Vasid Rabbi Yochanan, Bishvil Shakanani Zehera Etzbo, Garmatzal Lo Lazaratzov Kaladoros. Am Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Hamahalech Baderech the Inlo Levaya Yasuk Bader, if no one's escorting on the road, you shall learn Torah. Shanemar, Ki Liv Yaschin, Ahim Roshecha, Ano Kem Lagar Yerosecha. Am Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Bishvil Arba Psios Shalova Parola Avram Shanemar, Vaitzava Love Paruan Hashem, Nishtabi Bivan of Arba Meos Shana Shanemar, Vavadum, Vinu Osam Arba Meos Shana, the 400 years of slavery. Was because Paro escorted Avram with these four steps. That's why we were enslaved for 400 years. Rav Yehuda Marav Kol Hamalaves Chaveru Arva Amos Beir Einu Nizok. If you escort for 4 Amos, you won't be damaged. You will be harmed. Ravina Ila Veila Rava Bar Yitzchak Dalad Amos Beir. He escorted him 4 Amos. Mata Liyade Hazek of Itzil, and a dangerous situation came up, and he was saved from it. Tana Rabbanan Harav Talmid Ad Ibur Shalei. When a Rebbe is escorting his Talmud, he only has to go up until the edge of the city. Chaver Lechaver Ad Chum Shabbos. But Talmud LeRav Einu Shira. Talmud has to escort his Rebbe as far as the Rebbe needs to go. The Chama Amrav Sheish Ad Parsa. Velo Amrav Ela Rabu Sheino Muvak. Avo Rabu Muvak Shlosha Parsos. Rav Kahana Ila Vela Rav Simi Barashi Mipum Narad Beit Sinisa De Bavel. Kimatu Hasam when they got to Beit Sinisa. Amrav Lei Vale Dam Risu Hani Sinisa De Bavel. Mishnei Adam Harishon Isnu. So should we say that this city Beit Sinisa has been around from the times of Adam Harishon? So Amrav Lei he said Itkarta Nilsa De Amrav Yosi Rabbi Chanina. You remind me something that Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina once said. Maidich Siv Ba'aris Lo Avar Ba'ish Velo Yashav Adam Sham. It says in Yeriyah that no one ever passed through the land, that no one ever lived there. If no one passed through the land, so then obviously no one lived there. Only the cities that Adam Harishon declared people would live in, those cities became settled, but other cities did not. So he escorted from one of the cities. If you don't escort or you get escorted, it's like you murdered someone. If the Anshe Yericho had escorted Elisha, so these bearers would never have killed these children. So they made fun of Elisha, they called him bald. So Amrulo, Alisha Hakarachas Alinu as Hamakom. So Elisha ended up cursing them by saying this place should be bereft, should be literally made bald of the children who are here. Mayan Arim Ktanim. Amrabi Alazar Sheminu Arim Min HaMitzvos Ktanim Shahim Ktanim. They were lacking mitzvos and they didn't have a lot of emunah. They were older children, but they were mavazing themselves as if they were younger. Maybe they're called Na'arim only because the name of the place they came from was called, I don't know, Na'arim, whatever it was. The Aram Yatzuk Dudim Yashavu Me'eretz Yisrael Narak Tana. The Kashalan, Nara Ktana, how could you call the girl that they took into captivity a Nara and a Ktana? It's a Stira. So Vamra Pedas, no, it means Ktana Demin Na'oren. In other words, she was a Ktana who came from the city of Na'oren. So why can't you say that here also? The question is, no, Hasam Lo Mefarish Mekoma, Hakam Mefarish Mekoma. The difference is that over there, there's no other specification about where she came from, so we assume that Nara is a description of where she comes from. But here, there's a description of where the people come from, so if you don't have to assume that it means the name of a place. So Elisha saw these children and he cursed them. So Mara, Amarav, Ra'amamish, Kedisanya, means that he set his eyes on the kids. He looked at them, and the Gemara says that in general, whenever the Chacham do that, that's a sin of either death or poverty. He saw that their mothers, the mothers of these kids, all became pregnant on Yom Kippur, which implied they had relations on Yom Kippur, which is obviously aser. He's very non-Jewish looking, locks of hairstyles, of haircuts, that was not appropriate. Rav Yochanan Amar, Rosh didn't even have a little bit of a dvar mitzvah in them. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? So how could Elisha just send the bears to kill them? Maybe their kids and their grandkids would be good people. None of their kids and none of their grandkids and no one from any of their descendants would ever become good people. Pasuk says that these two bears came out and mauled and killed 42 children. So Rabbi Shmuel Chanamar Nis Chanamar Nis Besoches Mandamar Nis Yar Hava Dubim Lo Hava. So quick, the sheep that it was a nis. So the forest existed, but the bears didn't exist before. And Elisha created the bears. Mandamar Nis Besoches Lo Yar Hava Velo Dubim Hava. So the Gemara asks, "Vilihavu dubim, vilolihavu yar." So why not just create the bears without a forest? And we're saying, no, because the beisik, because bears are too scared to attack if they have nowhere to run away to. If there's a forest to run away to, then they'll be more likely to attack. Amri chanina b'shil arboim mishneim karbanos shehikrev balak melech moav huvku umi yisrael arboim mishneim yiladim, because the 42 karbanos that Balak offered, these 42 children were killed. Yini v'amar of Yudah Marav lo'om yasu adam mitor v'mitzvos af al pi shalolishma shemitoch shalolishma balishma shemischar arboim mishneim karbanos shehikrev balak melech moav zachav yatsu menu rus shatsu menu shlomo shakasu vei elef holos ya ala shlomo v'amar Rabbi Yosi ben Choni rus bitor shal eglon ben oshal balak haisa. So how could you say that it was only a punishment for the 42 kids getting killed? Don't you see that the Balak's karbanos actually led to the birth of Rus? And we're saying, no, tavasu mihala klalahaviyah, but his whole intention was to curse Klal Yisrael. So even though there was a good result that came out of it, but a bad result also had to come out of it because he wanted to curse them. He says, look, this place, it's a good place to live. So asking Rav Chimiacher, if this land had bad water and people were getting killed, so why do they call the land good? It means that it wasn't a good place to the people like the place they come from. People like their hometown. You like your hometown, you like your wife, and you like your things, the things that you bought, even if objectively they're not as nice as someone else's. Tana Rabbanan, Shlosha Chaloyin Chal Elisha. Elisha became ill 3 times. Echad Shagira Dubin Betinogos, one because he sent these bears to kill the children. Echad Shadachafu Begechazi Veshteda, and he pushes away Gechazi with 2 hands. Echad Shemisbo, and one of his illnesses actually killed him. Shemar, that Elisha Chalas Chal Yavashar Yomos, but that was the disease that had killed him. Tana Rabbanan, Liolam Tehei Small Docha Via Min Mekareves. You should always use your left hand to push away and your right hand to bring in. Lo Ke Elisha Shadachafu Begechazi Veshte Adav. Lo Ki Hoshua Ben Prachya Shadachafu Lachon Mitalmida Veshte. So the Gemara coming up, that refers to Yeshu, to Jesus. So he says that, in other words, unlike Elisha, unlike Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya. So Elisha, my word, story of Elisha, Tichsev, Vayomer Naaman, Ho'el Kach, Kikarayim, Uchsev, Vayomer Lov, Lo Lechi Halach, Kasher Hafach, Ish Me'al Mer Kavto, Lekrasecha, Ha'is Lakachas, Es HaKesef, Velakachas, Begadim, Vizayisim, Uchramim, Vizayon, Vakar, Vavadim, Shvachos. In other words, after Elisha healed Naaman of his tzara, so you offered Elisha, he said, let me give you something, let me give you whatever you want. And Elisha said, no, I'm not taking anything from you. So then when Naaman goes on his way, so then Gehazi says, well, I want to get some money out of him. So he goes up to him and he pretends like Elisha changed his mind. So as a result, Elisha gave him saras and he had to leave the machane. Umishakil kulehai. So did Gehazi take all of this stuff? And there was no kesef ubegadim mudishakil. And then they ended up taking money and clothing from Naaman. Amrabi Yitzchok ba'osa shah haya Elisha osik b'shmona shratzim. It's only parak shmona shratzim, the 14th parak of Shabbos, halachos of how shratzim come tame. Amr lo, Rasha, he gya is lito schar shmona shratzim, v'tzaras nama tidbak b'chov v'zarach al lilam. Now is the time that we could have gotten the schar for learning the parak of shmona shratzim, but instead, because of what you did, I'm going to make the tzaras of Naaman and his descendants cling to you forever. Pasuk says, "V'arba'ah Hashem hayu mitzora'im." Amr Rabbi Yochanan zeh geichazi u'shloshes banav. Right, those geichazi's 3 kids got tzaras because of Elisha's curse. Vayelech Elisha damesek ulama halach. Amr Rabbi Yochanan shalach lahechzur lageichazi b'tshuva v'lo chazur. He wanted geichazi to do tshuva, but he didn't. Amr lo chazur b'chaz. He says do tshuva. Amr lo no kach mekulani mimcha kol yishechat to the hechti yisaravim. In speaking, biadolas was tshuva, that if you sin and cause other people to sin, you're not going to have the capability to do tshuva. My avad. So what exactly did he do that he caused other people to sin? So ikadamri, evan show eves tol chatos yirav v'hamidu min shemayim la'aretz. So some say that he hung this stone, this rock, on metal on the idols of yirav and avad. V'ikadamri shem chagak la'apuma. Some say he put the Shem Hashem on the idol, and he wrote the first of the 2 Aseret Dibros. He could amre Rabbanan Dachami Kamedich Seva Yomeru Bnei Hanavim El Elisha. He neina Hamakom Asharanach Yushim Shem Lefanecha Tzarmi Menus. In other words, the area was too cramped for everyone to sit in the base medrash. Bichlal Da'ad Ha'idna Lo Havadachik. It sounds like only now for the first time was it too cramped, but before and everybody could fit. Yoshua ben Prachya, my was story about Yoshua ben Prachya. Kedahava kakatol Yanei Malka l'Rabban Shimon ben Shetach. I'm sorry. L'Rabbanan, when Yanei HaMelech, when Bracha talks about this, when Yanei HaMelech killed all the Rabbanan, so Shimon ben Shetach at Menuhu Achte. So Shimon Ben-Shetach's sister, who happened to be the queen, was married to Yanai, hid her brother Shimon Ben-Shetach. So Rabbi Shimon Prachya Azal Arak LaAlexandria Shimon Ben-Shetach. So he ran away to Alexandria. Ki Hava Shlomo, and there was peace. Shalach Le Shimon Ben-Shetach Mani Yerushalayim Yir Hakodesh Lich Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim Achosi Baali Sharei Besochich Ani Yosheves Shomema. So he sent this message to Rabbi Shimon Prachya, and he says that the city is now it's peaceful, and and I'm the Nasi now, and my sister is the queen, and he says, but I'm desolate because all the rabbanim were killed. So he says, Amar Shmamina Havali Shlom. He says, oh, you see that now there's peace in Eretz Israel. So he also, when he came back, Ikla Lahu, which peace, he stopped by a certain host of a hotel. Kam Kamayu Biyakr. So they showed him a lot of kavod. So Shapir Avdele Yakr too, but they showed him, they showed him a tremendous amount of kavod. So Yosef Bekamishtabech, Kamenach Sani. So he said, oh, how nice is this hotel, is this inn that I'm staying at? Amar Lechem Mitamidov, which the Gemara was just referring to Yeshu, Rebbe. He says, what do you mean? Why are you praising the hostess of the inn? Her eyes are circular, whatever it is. In other words, she's not as beautiful as you make it out to be. He says, why are you, looking at her and judging her beauty? So he took out 400 trumpets and put him into Chirim. Right? He excommunicated him because of what he said. So every day, his Talmud comes back and he tries to undo the Chirim, but he refuses. So Yomachad Kriya Shema. So Rabbi Shimon Prachya was saying Kriya Shema. So also like Kamei have bedaita lekabule. So Rabbi Shimon Prachya was planning on undoing the chirim that day. So but what happened? Achvi lebi yadei. He signaled his hands. So Savar mircha dochile. So this Talmud thought he was pushing him away and saying, I'm not going to undo the chirim. But in reality, he was saying, telling him to wait a minute until he undo the chirim. So until he finished Kriya Shema. So also zakav levinisa polcha. So he sat on a row of bricks and he started to worship before the Zara. Amar le chazor becha. So he says, do tshuva. Amar le no kach mekuvanim bimcha kol achote. In other words, that this guy Yeshu, he was a sorcerer, and he ended up causing Klal Yisrael to worship Avodah Zarah. Tanya Shimon ben Elazar Omer Yitzer Tinok V'Isha Tehi Small Doche V'Yamin Mekarevis. When it comes to the Yitzharah for having relations, when it comes to a child, when it comes to a wife, so you have to bring them in and not push them away. In other words, you have to know. In other words, to not allow the child to run away, to be Osek and Pruravu in a way that's not disgusting to you. And also to make sure that your wife doesn't run away, you have to bring them in a way that you're not going to turn them off and make them run away. The Mishnah says, Nimsa ha-horig achelo nerfa ha-egla, teitzei v'tira ba-idir. Misha nerfa ha-egla, ti kaver bim koma. So if you find the murderer, right, in other words, the murderer before you kill the egla, so then let the egla graze in the field. But if you already killed the egla, and then you find the guy who killed him, then you have to bury the egla rufa. Sha'al ha-safik basamit chilasa, because it came for a safik, kipra safik of ha-hochla. Now the safik has been atoned for. Nerfa ha-egla v'achar kach nimtza ha-horig ha-reza ye-horig. You still have to kill the guy, even though the egla rufa was already brought. Eidachar omer ra'isi es ha-horig ve'eidachar omer lo ra'isi. So let's say 1-8 says I saw the murderer and 1-8 guy says I didn't. So Isha Omeres Ra'isi V'Isha Omeres Lo Ra'is. So then how you orphan? Then you do the Egla Rufa. But Erech Omer Ra'isi V'Shnayim Omer Lo Ra'isa. How you orphan? They also do Egla Rufa there as well. Shnayim Omer Ra'inu V'Echad Omer Lohen Lo Ra'isem. So then Lo how you orphan? They don't do the Egla Rufa. Misharabu Harotzchan and Batla Egla Rufa. So we'll see what this means exactly. But when there were a lot, when murder became rampant, so they stopped bringing Egla Rufa. Mishavah Liezer Ben Dinai Utchina Ben Prisha. Those were famous murderers. Hayanikra Ben Haratz, and I started calling them again the sons of murderers. When there was a lot of adultery in the world, so they stopped the Mayim Hamarim, they weren't effective anymore. From Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Hifzikan, Shedemar, Loef Kodal Ben Osechem Kisis, Nenevel Kalosechem Kisis, Noafen Akihim. So Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai was the one who stopped the Mayim Hamarim. Pishemes Yosi Ben Yuezer, Shtreda Yosi Ben Yehuda Shirushalayim, or Ben Yochanan Shirushalayim, Padluha Eshkolos, the big Tamir Chachamim were no longer, and the big people who were involved in Machokes, Shedemar, In Eshkol Achobi Kuro, my heart, my nefesh pines for those talmidei chachamim. Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Ha'evir Hodayas HaMaiser, he got rid of the concept of vidui maiser, of admitting when he said Biarti HaKodesh Menabayas by maiser, Afu Batel Asa Ma'orin Ve'Asa Nokvin, and we'll see what that refers to. Top of Memzana Mabez, Ad Yamav Hayapatesh Makib Yerushalayim Uvi Yamav Ein Tzarech Lishol Al Hadabai. So until his time, you would always hear the hammer banging in Yerushalayim. In other words, that was even on Chol HaMoed, they would do malacha because it was a davar ha'avid, because there was a fear of monetary loss, so therefore that kind of malacha is mutter, but in his time he said they have to stop doing that kind of work because if there's a loud noise associated with it, even if you're going to lose money, but it's not appropriate for kavod hayom. And also, until his time, you don't have to inquire about demaya. Demaya is produce where it's a suffix if you took off trumas and maizers on it. So until his time, you didn't have to be choshe because everyone was a talmud chacham and knew exactly how to do it. Taner rabban aminayin shem nerifal hegla v'acharkach nimsa ha'horig shein poteres oso talmud lomar v'la'aris liyichupar l'dam asher shupach ba ki yimidam shofcho. So again, the din is that if you do the egla roof, then you find the guy that he still, you still have to kill him because you have lemaisa, you haven't been mechaper for the blood that he spilled. Erechad omer reisi yes ha'horig taima the makchish le halom makchish le erechad mehiman. The only reason why we don't believe the erechad is because there's another erechad contradicting him. But if there was no other erechad contradicting him, it sounds like we believe him. So menahani mi lay the son of rabbanan lo no dami hiko hano dami hiko afilu echad besofa olam lo ha yorf. And even if one guy somewhere in the world knows who the murderer is, so then you don't do egla rufa. Rabbi Akiva omer minayles and hedrish aro echad aragas and efesh veimakirin asof shelo ha yorf. And how do you know that if the Sanhedrin sees the murderer, but they don't know who the murderer is? They don't do egla rufa. Tamalomar ve'einenu lo ra'u. V'halo ro. So, but they saw the guy who killed. So hasha damar erech mehiman idach chad heichi matzi machesh lei. Well, once you believe in erechad, how can the other erech come along and contradict him? V'ha'amar ula komakom sheha emina Torah erechad harei kan shnayim ve'in dvarav shel erechad bimkom shnayim. Once the Torah, where the Torah gives believability to an erechad, he has the same status as two witnesses, and therefore his words should the two erechim should not be believed in the face of one. So the Gemara says, "Amar lacha ula tenei lo hayorfim." Chayim Ravitzla tenei lo hayorfim. In other words, they say you're right. In other words, echanami. In that case, you don't do the egla rufa. Rav Chiya Amar, no, tenei hayorfim. You still do the egla rufa. So the Gemara says, "Rav Chiya kasha the ula." So how does he explain ula statement? Why do we give believability to the two edim over the one eid? Lo kasha kan v'vasachas kan v'zachars. That depends. In the first case, the two edim coming together versus coming in one after another. Tenan eirachadom ra'isi asahorig v'shnayim om lo ra'isa hayorfim. Then they do egla rufa. Hachad v'chad lo hayorfim. Sounds like if they come in one after the other, you don't do egla rufa. So that's a tiyuf to the Rabbi Chiya. That's against what Rabbi Chiya just said, because he just distinguished between whether they're coming one at a time or coming together. Sounds like if they come one after the other, you do the egla rufa. So the verse is right. So Chiddur Rabbi Nechemya. The Amar Kol Makom Shemina Torah Erechad Halich Acharov Deos Vasu Shtei Nashim BeEshachad Kishnei Anashim BeEshachad. You always follow the multiplicity of people. Whichever group has more people, you're going to believe them. If I have one kosher eid versus 100 women, we always give believability to the one aid over the 100 women. In other words, if it's two women against one man, so then it's considered like a 50-50 split. Why do we need to mention two types of suleidus? Why would the same akias lead us to the chumra of lekulo? One could argue we only follow the majority when it comes to lechumra. And here it's a kulo that you're exempt from egla rufa. So no, kamashma on that, we follow that even in that case. Then we said misharabu harutzchin when there was more murder in the world. So then they stopped doing egla rufa. Tanarabu misharabu harutzchanin batla egla rufa. Because now that murder was rampant, so there was no suffix anymore. We knew exactly who the murderers were. Right? We quoted this Gemara before, that only when the man is innocent, that's when the Mayav Hamarim work. What's that extra pasi doing? In other words, only for your own sins, that's going to ruin the ma'amar and banaf, the sins of your children. So no, toshma lo avkara b'no sechem kisses and aval kalos sechem kisses no afena. V'chitema avon eishes in avon depeni. One could have argued that maybe for the chid of having relations with a single girl, maybe that's not so bad. No, toshma kihim im hazonos yafridu v'im hakadeshos yizbechu. They offer up with the prostitutes, even those who are single. Ma'iv ha'am lo yavin yilabit. Amar Rabbi Elazar, amar lahem navi li Yisrael. Im atem makpin al'atzvechem ma'ayin bod kenisho seichem. Im la'av inam ma'ayin bod kenisho seichem. If you're makpin on yourself, then the waters will work. Yisharabu ba'alei hana'a nis'avesu hadinen v'niskalkalu ha'maisim in noach ba'olam. When there are people who are only concerned about getting their own personal pleasure, so that corrupted the justice system. Yisharabu roe panim badin, batel lo saguru, upasak lo sakiru, uparku o shamayim, v'nastalim o when there were many people who were being bribed and showing favor in judgment, so all the dinim from last week's parasha about not favoring people in judgment all fell to the wayside. People cared more about the fear of people than they did about Hashem. V'sharabu lo chashe l'chishos badin rabba charon af b'yisrav v'nestalka hashchina v'shim shenemar v'kerav elokim yishpo. When there was an increase in the people who were whispering, in other words, they were giving their agenda, they were saying they were trying to bribe the judges, so then again all of the there was anger. HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry. V'sharabu acharei b'tz'am libam holeich. So when there was, again, increase in people who took bribes. Rabu ha'omrim l'ra tov v'latov ra. Then there was a corruption of justice. Mishrabu ha'omrim l'ra tov v'latov ra. So then rabu hoy hoy ba'olam. There were more people who were saying, whoa, because they were losing out on their money and they were losing out in din. Mishrabu moshche harok. Rabu ha'ihir. The people who used to spit, that was a sign of gaiva. V'nismatu ha'talmidim v'hatorah chozeres al lomdeha. So there was a decrease in Torah at that time. Misharabu hayehirim, and there were more people who were bali gaiva. Hischilu benos Yisrael lihinaselai him. The Jewish girls started marrying these bali gaiva. Shein dorin hu roa el lefanim, because you can only tell people by what their outer surface is, and people were big bali gaiva. Ini v'ha'amar mar haimad miyahar afilu in shebeisilu mekabel. Shemar gvar yahir v'lo yinave. So yeah, but a person, right? Lo yinave afilu benoveshelo. So in other words, people are, if a person's a bali gaiva, he's not even accepted in his own house. So how could that fly? So the Gemara says miikara kavtzal leha. Lesof mitzel alai. In other words, first it overtook him. In other words, initially they weren't really bali gaiva, and then later on, as the situation got worse, they became bigger bali gaiva. The Gemara says, "Misharabu matile malai al bali batim." When there were people who were imposing their force. In other words, the dayanim were basically forcing people to do business with other people, but the people who were rich. Then Rabba Hashokad v'hatayas mishpat upaska tova. So then there was again an increase in perversion of justice and bribery. Rabu mikublani tova sachu machzani tova sich. Rabu ish hayasher ben avya aseh. When there was an increase in people who basically did favors for one another, then people kind of did whatever they wanted. Ish hayasher ben avya aseh shfalim hogbeu v'hagvohim hushpelu. Right. In other words, the people who were low were elevated, and vice versa. Umalchusa azla v'gola. And then there was just kind of a hefker belt. People did whatever they wanted. The malchus really had no power whatsoever. Misharabu tsare ayin v'torfei teref. There was an increase in people who were stingy and people who were very machmed about giving food to other people. In other words, people who stole. Rabu ma'amtzi leiv v'kovtzei adayim mila halvos. No one wanted to lend money. V'avra mashakosu b'torah hishamar l'chapet. The Torah says you have to make sure to not have a thought in your mind that because it's almost the street that you're not going to lend money, you have to make sure to lend money to people who need it. Rabu Nituyos Garon Misakarot, the people who have literally high necks, people who are Bali Gaiva, Rabu Mayam Hamarim, Elishapaskum. In other words, initially there was an increase in the Mayam Hamarim because people were going around having affairs, but then eventually, as we saw before, the Mayam Hamarim stopped. Bisharabu Makalim Atanos Nismatu Hamayim Miniskatsu Ashanim, when there was an increase in people who accepted gifts, so people's lives were shortened. So name Atanos Yechia. Bisharabu Zechuche Halev, Rabu Machlokos Bisrael. Well, again, when there was an increase in Gaiva, people refused to listen to other people. That led to widespread machlokas. Misharabu Talmid Shammai v'Hillel Shaloshim Shu Kol Tzurka and Rabu Machlokas v'Yisrael. But the Talmid Shammai v'Hillel again didn't pay proper attention to what the Rabbeim said, so it led to confusion in terms of what they held. So that led to machlokas. V'Nasis Torah Keshtei Torus. Misharabu Mekabel Tzedaka Min Ha'Ovdei Kochavim Hayu Yisrael Amala V'Him Lamata. Which Yisrael Lefan V'Him Lacha, which is a euphemism, which really means that once we accepted money from the Goyim, so we became on bottom and they became on top. Mishamiz Yosi Ben Yoezer My Eshkolos. What does it mean? The Balei Eshkolos. I'm Rav Yehuda Marshul Ish Shehakolbo. Means Talmid Chacham. People who are well-rounded who know everything. Yochanan Kohen Gadol Hever Hodayas HaMeister. He got rid of the Yidu Meister from Parshas Kisava, right? Biarki HaKodesh Ben Abayas. Maya Tayimam, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanin, Lefi She'in Nos Nenoso, Kesikuno. They weren't doing it properly. Derachmana Amar, Di Yohavei Leleviim, Va'ananko Yohavei Lekohanim. We were giving it to the Kohanim. So the Gemara says, Velode. So why weren't they able to do a Hodah? Avalode Ashar Meister. So why not do the Hoda on other Meister, not on Meister, not on the Meister Sheni? Amresh Lakish Kolbayis Sheim Mizvada Meister Rishon Shulei Mizvada Ashar Meister. So if you don't do Vidu on Meister Rishon, you won't end up doing Vidu on other Meister either. My time, Amar Rabbi, Hoa Lu Pasuk Bo Hakasuf Tchila Michal Da Frusha Have a Mefarshe. So in other words, since the pasuk opens up by talking about giving Meister Rishon to the Levi, it sounds like it's coming to clarify what's going to happen. V'atanya Afu Bitalas Avidu V'Gazor Adamai. But didn't we say in the Mishnah that he also got rid of the Vidu for Meister, and he also goes around the Mai that you have to me mafresh me suffic on Tevel, which is the Mai. Lafisha Shalach Bechol Gvul Yisrael, Verashim Mafreshin El Shulam Gedol Bavad, Umeister Rishon, Umeister Sheni, Miktsasin Maaser, Miktsasin Imaasrin. So because Yochanan Kohen Gadol went around to all the areas of the Jews, and he saw they were very machmed to me mafresh Truma, but only some people were machmed about being mafresh Meister Rishon, Umeister Sheni. So he made a gzera that you have to be mafresh from the Tevel. Amar Lahem Bini Bova, Amar Lahem Kashim Shetruma Gedol Yesh Ba Avon Misa, Kach Trumas Meister Metevel Yesh Ba Hen Avon Misa. If you eat Tevel without taking off Meister, you're also so he said he had to be makben on that. So Amar v'hiskin lahan. So he get made a takana halokeh peres me'am aretz mafresh me'han meiser rishon meiser sheni meiser rishon mafresh me'am chumas meiser v'nosna lakoein meiser sheni olav ochla b'Yerushalayim meiser rishon meiser ani hamotzim yechaver olav harayas. So then you have to prove you want to extract meiser ani. And you have to prove that it belongs to you. So the Gemara says, Tarte, how could both be true? How could you make a takana to give it, but also have to prove that it belongs to him? So the Gemara says, Bito vidu dachaverim, because of the mashal amehar. In other words, he was mevatel the notion of vidu meiser for people who were chaverim, and there's people who were tamechacham who knew the halacha, and he was gozer on the mayav and amaretz. Paafu bito lasama orim, mayma orim, amar rachava b'chol yom v'yom shayu omdim levim al dochim. They were omrim ura lamasishan Hashem. So they would sing shir. They say, Hashem, when are you going to wake up and bring back the mikdash? To amar lahen v'chi yeshenu fnei amakav alok far namar hinei lo yinam v'loy shemshem yisrael. Hashem doesn't sleep. Elu bezmanshi yisrael shiru. Saying Hashem, don't let the situation happen that we're in Sar and the Uvik Kochavim are not. As I know, Kvim, my no Kvim, Amr of Yunamar Shmuel, I'll show you, Misartin Le'igo Ben Karnav, Kadeshi Yibbol Damin, they used to make a nick, they used to like do bloodletting, they would make a hole in the animal's head between its eyes, so blood would drip down. Asa Ihu Bata Mishim Demechse Kimuma, so they wanted to get people upset and their feels aroused. But the reason why he was mavato that was because it looked like a mum. The masnei satana shayu choftein oso b'makos. He would hit it with a stick. Kederach shoosen oso lufnei avodah kohen. Typically, they would do for avodah zarah. Amar l'man masnei ata machilin nevelos lamizbech. Nevelos hashachet lo. What do you mean? The animal's not nevelos. They shechted the animal. No, it means elatrifos kashemen nikiv krum shamach. If you hit the animal with a stick on the head, you may puncture the membrane of the brain, which means it's going to become a trifa. It's going to be a problem to bring as a carbon. So amar v'hiskin lahem tapos b'karkos. So he made a takana that they put these little rings in the ground when they did a shechita on the animal. Ad yom avaya patish makav Yerushalayim b'chulo shomoy, means on cholamoy, they used to bang with the hammer, and then he stopped it because it made a loud noise. Kol yom avlo hoyadam anshul ademai kedamar, like we said in the Gemara before, he didn't have to ask about demai. It says the Mishnah, mishabat l'sanhedrin batal hashir mibes ha-mishnah. So the Sanhedrin was batal, so they stopped singing shir in the party house. It's shenamar b'shir lo yishtu yayin. Mishamizu nevim ha-rishonim batlu urim v'tumim. Shachar b'es ha-mikdash batal ha-shamir, but the worm that used to carve out the stones. V'nofes tzufim, and we're saying what that means. Upasku anshi ha-man ha-mishrav. All the trustworthy people were no longer exist. Shenamar hoshi ha-shem kikomar chaseh. The pasuk ends off, kifasu emunim ibnei adam. We're lacking people of emuna. Mishum ha-gamliel omer. Hey, Rabbi Yishum, yom shachar b'es ha-mikdash ein yom she'ein bo klala. Every day there's a curse and there's no tal shal bracha and the good taste of fruits has been taken away. Rabbi Yossi Omer, afnito shuman aperis, the fat of the fruits has also been taken away. Shuman alazar Omer, hatahara nitla es hareach. So the tahar purity has taken away the good taste, the smell, and meiser has taken away the fat of the grain. Has nusak shafim kilu asakol. It's nus and kishuv destroyed everything. Gemara says umimai the mishabat la sanhedrin ksiv. How do we know that because when the sanhedrin was battled, that's when they stopped singing shir in the party houses. Ravuna b'reider of Yeshua damar kras kinei mishar shavasu b'achur min yesa. Pasuk in Icha says that the elders stopped singing in the party house after the mikdash was destroyed. Amarav, itna deshama zimra teyaker. The ear that heard music should be uprooted. Amarav, a zimra bevesa churva besifa. That if you have music in your house, that's going to bring destruction to the doorstep. Shemar kol yishower b'chalon cherev besav ki arza ara. Ma'ay ki arza ara. Amrav Yitzchak bayis hamesubach ba'arazim. Ayer, who the city that used to be covered with cedar trees now destroyed. Elafilu bayis hamesubach ba'arazim misroya. Even a strong house with cedar is going to collapse. Amar Vashi shma mina ki mischachur v'sifa mischach. And Amar cherev v'saf. The destruction starts from the doorpost. Vibayisim mehacha v'shiya v'shaeha yukas shayar. The pasuk says in Shaya that destruction will come in through the door. Amar mar baravashi lididi chazili umenageach kitor. I saw this demon, the shade, and he attacks like an axe when you have music in the house. Amravuna zimra denagde udabakre share de gardai asir. The music he used to play for weavers and for people who use, I'm sorry for people who used to have to work with animals to push the cattle to go and things like that. So that was mutter, but music they would use for a weaver was asir. Amravuna batel zimra kam mea avaze bezuza umea saachite bezuza velo ibai. So when the music stopped, so then he says the price of wheat went up to 100 zuz. It was very, it was, in other words, the price of wheat became very cheap, and yet people, you know, there was no wheat left to buy because people bought everything because it was so cheap. Asa Rav Chemda Zilzul Bay Iboy Azuza Bezuza Velo Mishtaka. So then the price of wheat dropped again, but then there was no wheat available anymore. Amrav Yosef Zimre Gavre Vani Nashi Pritzusa. So if men sing and the women answer, that's Pritzus. Zimre Nashi Vani Gavre Keish Ben Ores. If women sing and the men respond, that's like a fire to the flax. Mainaf Kamina Livatule Hami Kameha. In other words, that the men are going to be mavato their music in front of the women because the women are singing, that's going to arouse them.
Rabbi Yochanan kol hashosa ba'arba amine zemer mevi chamesh peronius la'olam. If a person sings four types of songs, he's going to bring five types of peronius to the world. Shemar ha'imashkime va'boker sheichar yirdefu ma'acharei ba'neshev ya'in yadlikem v'haya kinor v'nevel tof v'chalil v'yein mishtehem v'yaspol Hashem lo yabitu. So a person is involved in these types of songs in the base of Mishteh ma'aksev acharav l'chin gala amim yiblidas shagorman galus li'olam, it's going to bring galus to the world u'chvodo mesei ra'av shemevien ra'av la'olam, it's going to cause a famine v'hamonot sacha tsami shagorman Shikorman Litorish at the Shachim Lomdet. It's going to lead to a thirst, a lack of Torah. Torah's going to be forgot. Vayasach Adam Vayishpelir. Shikorman Shiflos, the son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is going to cause Hashem, so to speak, to be lowered. Vayin Eshel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shem Hashem Mishmachama. Vayin Egvohim Tishpelena. Shikorman Shiflos Shel Yisrael. It's going to cause them to be lowly. Maksivacharav. Vachin Hirchiva Shaol Nafsha Ufara Fia Livlichok. Vyarad Hadara Vahamona Ushona Vahalazba. That our beauty and our splendor is going to fall down and be consumed by the fires of Gehenna. David Zimnin Solik, Zimnin Lo Solik. Right. So in the times of David, sometimes they would go up. In other words, sometimes they would be victorious, and sometimes they wouldn't be. Shari Shaul Tzadok, Shari Shaul Tzadok Va'al Solo, Shaul Av Yasser Va'lo Al Solo. So in other words, when Tzadok asked the Urim Tovim, he got a response of Yasser that he did not. Shemar Hayal Av Yasser. Must have Rabbi Bar Shmuel Vahilij Rosh Elokim Kol Yemei Zechariah Hamivin Beros Elokim My Rabbi Urim Etumim Lo Benevim. In other words, it doesn't mean that you ask for the Urim Etumim, you used to ask for the Nevim, and that would help them understand Hashem. Tosh Rami Shachar Beis HaMikdash Rishon Batlu Arei Migrash Upasku Urim Etumim Pasak Melech Mi Beis David Ve'im La'ach Shechadim Lo Person to tell you Vayomer Hatir Shatz Alehem Asher Lo Achalu Mikodesh Agad Hashem Adam Ur Kohen L'Urim Etumim. So doesn't the Pasuk say that they had an Urim Etumim in Bayis Sheni? No, Amar Lo, so Amar Lo Kodim Shomer Lachaviru Ad Sheyichu Mesim of a Mashiach ben David, right? Say to him, it's like a person who says, until Tchias Amazim ben Mashiach comes, it's like a bracha, meaning the Urim Tum didn't really exist then, but he was kind of hoping that it would come back. Elam Rav Nachman Rietzach, Ma Nevim, Harishonim, Lafuke Mechagas, Rechai Malachi, Dachron, and that's the exclusion of Chagas, Rechai Malachi, you were the later Nevim. The Tanur Rabban, Amish, Shemesu Chagas, Rechai Malachi, Nistalka Ruach HaKodesh from Yisrael. Yafal Pichin, Hayim Mishtam Shemim Bevaskol, they still use the Vaskol. Shepa Machas, Hayim Mesum Balias, Beis Guria, Biricho, Nasna Alehen Baskol, Min HaShemayim, Vamra, is there any person in this generation that the Shekhinah can rest on? Right, but in other words, there is one person in the generation who deserves to have Hashras Hashkina, but he lives in the wrong generation. So Hillel Hazaki. So they said Hillel Hazaki is the person who deserves to have Hashras Hashkina. Chashamis Hispidu He Chassid He Anav. They said, look how much of a Chassid and an Anav he was. Talmido Shel Ezra. He was a real Talmud of Ezra. Veshuv Pam Acheres Ayim Esubin Baaliyah Biavne. Nasul Lehem Baskel Min Hashemayim Vamar Lehem Yishpochem Adam Echad Sherei Shetish Hashkina Alav Ela Shein Doros Hakayin Lekach. So again, there's one person who deserves Hashras Hashkina, but he's in the wrong generation. Nasul Neim Bishmul Hakatan. Chashamis Hispidu Hey, Anav, Hey, Chazet, Talmidu Shalhel. Va'afu Amar B'Shas Misaso Shimon V'Yishmael L'Charva V'Chavrohi L'Ktala Ushar Ama L'Viza V'Akan Sagin Asidin L'Mesei Al Ama. So he said at his hesped, they said that Shimon and Yishmael, they were good, in other words, referring to Rabbi Yishmael, they were destroyed, and their friends were healed. That's a reference to that Sar Rugi Malchus, and everybody else was degraded, and these people they deserve to be the leaders of their people. Va'afu Rabbi Yudah Ben Bava Big Shulomar Hey Chazet Hey Anav. They wanted to say that also. He was more, also one of these are Harugim Malchus. Elisha Nitra Fashash, he must be in the Harugim Malchus. It was too, you can't be masked over the Harugim Malchus. Shacharav is a mitosh batal hashamir. Tan Rabbanan Shamir, Shabo Banash Lomas, he used that worm to build the carve out the stone. Shemar, the Habayas Vibana, so Evan Shlema Masa Nivna. Hadvar and Kechsav, it was literally used to carve it out with the worm because they couldn't use metal to carve out the stones. Amar Rabbin Chamev Chiyash Shalomarkin, Halo Kfar Namar, Kol Ela Avanim Yikaros, Meguros Ba Migra. It says that they used some sort of a scraping tool to make the stones. So the Gemara says, So what does it mean that they didn't hear any noise in the mikdash when they made the stones? It means they used to carve out the stones on the outside and then insert them into the wall on the inside. We agree with Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to making the stones of the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Nechemia Shamar Lamaya. So according to Rabbi Nechemia, was the point of the Shamir worm. You can't use ink to write on the stones of the ephod. You don't use a knife to scratch out the letters. Mishum shenemar b'milu osam. In other words, it has to be whole. You have to carve out the stone. Elakosim alim b'diyo umar lehen shamir machutz v'hein nivkos me'ilehen keteina zoshen nivkas b'mosach hama v'ina chaser klum u'kebika zoshen nivkas k'bimosach shamim v'ina chaser klum. In other words, you write the letters on the stone, you put the shamir on the stone, and then the rock falls away, and that makes it that it's still going to be a whole stone, just like when a fig splits open in the summertime, or a valley splits open when it's raining. Tana rabbanan shamir ze b'riyasu kisora. It's as small as a barley corn. U'mishesh esimim b'reishes nevra v'in kol davar kasha yachol lamod b'fanav. By memes shamir, so how do you guard the shamir when something happens to it? So korchen oso b'sfugin shel shamir. You wrap it up in sponges of wool. U'manichen oso b'itni shel aver. You put it into a basket of lead. Meleam subis soren filled with coarse bread filled with barley. Amar Rabbi Yami mishacharav mikdash rishon butla shira. Paranda uzchuches levana. So when the first mitzvah was destroyed, so shira was nullified, as well as these certain types of fancy glass, white glass, and things like that. So those were all nullified in bias rishon. Tanam yachiv shachar mitzvah rishon, but the shira paranda uzchuches levana v'rechev barzel. The yesh omrim af yin kiddush haba mishenir hadomek iglu devil. This is a fancy wine. Oh, sorry, yin kiddush. So is congealed wine that came from this place called Senir, which looked like cakes of pressed figs. That also was lost after Churban Bayis Rishon. And nofes tufim, my nofes tufim, amarav soles shetzafa agabi nafa. It's flour on top of a sifter. V'doma li'isa shenilosha b'devash v'shemen. It's like this dough which is kneaded together with oil and honey. V'levi amar shteki karos hanbakos betanur. There are two loaves of bread that are stuck to the walls of the oven. V'tofchos uba'os ashemagiyos lozon. They rise, they bloat until they touch each other. So Rabbi Yishuv and Levi amar zed devash haba min hatzfia. It's honey that comes from a certain area. My mashma can mitargim Rav Sheshes kama denatzon debriyasa v'shaitan berumi alma umasyon duvshem isvei tura. We would go around the areas of Rome and we found this honey from the mountains. Tanan hasam kol hanitzok tor chutz midvash zifim v'hatzvichim. So all flowing types of honey is going to be tor except for this honey that comes from zifim etzvichim. I zifim on Rabbi Yochanan devash shem zifim bo that they forage and they claim that it's better honey than it really is. V'shalagash amar al shemikom mekom that's another place. Kedachsev Zayef v'talem uva alos. Kaiyot v'davrat omer beva hazifim v'yomeru l'shol halo david ma'izifim am reyochan b'nei adam hamizayfin defrayem v'vazor omer alshim v'koma kedachsev zif v'talem uva alos, name of a place. Upaskuach yaman, when the mikdash was destroyed, all people who were honest were nullified. Am Rabbi Yitzchak ilu b'nei adam shehin ma'minim b'hakadosh baruch hu. Disani Rabbi Elazar gadol omer kol mi sheyesh lo pas v'salo v'omer ma'ochel l'machar inam amitam amenav. First has bread in his basket today, he says, what am I going to eat tomorrow? So he has a lack of emunah. The reason why they don't have a munah that Hashem is going to provide them with food. Rava Amar Eluk Tani Bnei Rishay Yisrael Shemivaz Bezin Din Aviim Lo Asad Lavo, that they're mivaz the din of their fathers. In other words, when their father dies in the future, Omer Lefader Ribono Shalom Me'achar Shato Asad Lipara Mehen Lama Hikisa Shineim. But if you're going to punish them anyway, so why did you give him all this tzar in his lifetime? Amar Rabbi Ila Bar Yevarechia Il Malit Tfilas Shal David How You Call Yisrael Mochri Revav Shemar Shisa Hashem Orlam. If not for the tefillah of David HaMelech, we would all be selling these disgusting, wax and fatty oils and things like that. V'amar Rabbi Ila Bar Yevarechia Il Malit Tfilas Shal Chava Kuk How You Beis Talmidei Chachamim Miskasim Mital Tzachas V'Ozim Tar. We'd be so poor that two talmidei chachamim have to share one talis to learn together. Shemar Hashem Shamati Shemachal Yarisi Hashem Palcha B'Kerev Shanim Chayeu Atzikar B'Kerev Shanim Elo B'Kiru Shnai. With two people together, they have to share one talis, if not for his tefillah. V'amar Rabbi Ila Bar Yevarechia Shnei Talmidei Chachamim Hamahalchin Baderech V'in V'nei Devar Torah Ruyin Lisarei Pesh. They deserve to be burned by the fire. Shemar V'Vahi Heim Aholachim Haluch V'Daber V'Hinei Rechavish Tamed Elisha and Elio were walking together. They weren't burned because they were talking Torah. They don't agree with each other on halacha. So the echad meisach, one of them is going to go to Torah. akcha ubikishama so ancha. So the person learns Torah even out of a state of financial straits, poverty. So Hashem will, Hashem, his tefillahs will be answered. Rabbi Avo Omer, Masbino so mizav Shechina Shenemar. Vayu enecha rose as morach be satiated from the presence of the Shechina. Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina Amar Afin Hapargo Nino Befanav Shenemar Luichanef Od Morecha. The curtain of Shemayim won't be closed to him. Shem Gamalila Mishum Mishum Biyom Shachar Beisametosh Ein. Amar Rava Bchol Yom Biyom Meruba Akelasu Mishachar. Each day is worse than the previous day. Shenemar Baboker Tomar Miyitein Erev Uverev Tomar Miyitein Boker. It's about the clause of Parshki Savo. So hey Boker Ilema Boker Dela Machar. Me yada my habit. You know what's going to happen tomorrow? El dechov means that it's worse than yesterday. Ella alma amai kamekayim. So how does the world last if every day is worse than the previous day? Akidusha de sidra va'ayesh me'rabah da agarat hashnemar eretz afesakim ofel tzamavis velo sedarim ha'yesh sedarim tofiyam ofel. Because we have the seder of kedusha, we say in uval tzion and amini yesh me'rabah, that causes the world to run. Velo yara tal lebracha v'nital tam peros tanishum min elazer omer tahara bat latam v'reyach meiser bitel shuman dagan. Certain type of dates with these they were these sweet dates. Shakla karka besutra. He wrapped them up in a handkerchief. Also, Rabbi Berei Amarle Morchina Richa Dechinusa. I smell the smell of China Nusa. Le Benit Tahara Yishbacha. You have Tahara in you. You have an Yale Adahachi. Also, Abba Berei Shakla. You have an Yale. So he gave the dates to his son Abba. Amarle Benit Samach Daslibi Vehikasa Eschini. So you've made me happy that you have this Tahara, but you've blunted my teeth that you care more about your son than you do about me. You gave him my dates. Hainu damre inche rachmi da abba abnei rachmi de bnei abnei to have. In other words, that the father has pity for his son, but the son has pity for his own son. So therefore, he gave the dates to his son. Rav Acha bar Yaakov itfal be Rav Yaakov bar Berate. So he raised him right. Ki gadal amar, when he got older, amar le ashki amaya. He asked him, can you get me some water? Amar lo lav berichana, not really your son. Hainu damre inche ravi bar Beratechana. So in other words, he said that I raised you. So even though he wasn't his biological son, because he raised him, he was like his. It was like his adopted child. The Pumos of Aspasiano is Gozra, Atrus Chasanen, Yal Irus. So they were Gozer in the times of the army of Vespasian to not have to not put crowns on the head of a Chasan and on certain forms of Irus, and they were more toned down. The Pumos of Titus, Gozra, Atrus Kalos, Shalilamit Adam, Esbino Yavanis, not teach them Greek. We'll see the what the story behind that is. The Pumos of Acharon, the final battle, Gozru, Shalotetse, Hakala, Ba'apirion, Besochir, to not go out in a public. In a public chuppah house, they said no, that's okay. People who used to get parables, they were nullified. And the people who were really diligent in learning, the smaller Rabbi Yossi, pasku chasidim, he was the smallest of the pious people. Batel ziv hachachma. Shemesh Rabbi Gamliel Hazake. Batel kvod haTorah. We see in the Gemara that's a repetition. Umisa tahara uprishus. Shemesh Rabbi Shmuel ben Pavi. Batel ziv hakuna. Shemesh Rabbi. Batel anava v'yir aschi. Tana Rabbanan. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair Omer. Shachar Beis Hamikdash. Boshu chaverim ubnei chorin. They were embarrassed. V'chafu roshem. V'nedal dulu anshei maisa. V'gavru bali zro ubali lashem. So the people who were strong and powerful and had a way with words, they overtook the other people. V'in dorish v'vakish v'in shoel. And there was no one who was seeking at Hashem. In other words, all the Chachamim and the Malamdei Tinokos and the Amiarits, all the people were nullified, and only the Amiarits were left, and we can only rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be'ikvos Mashiach HaChutzpah Yiske. In times right before Mashiach, there's going to be an increase in Chutzpah. The Yoker Yamir, there's going to be deflation in the market value. HaGefen Titein Piriyah V'Hayayin the Yoker. There's going to be a lot of grapes, and wine is still going to be expensive. U'malchus Tehafech L'minas, the kingdom is going to turn into Kfira. Ve'in Tochachas Be'zvad Yihya Liznus. And any Musr you give is going to turn into Znus. V'Hagalil Yecharav. The Hanavlon Yosum, right? That in other words, the Minuvalim, they're going to prevail. La'anshe Hagivul Yisovivu Meir Leir, they're going to surround the cities. V'lo Yichonim, they're not going to have mercy on you. V'Chachmos Sofrim Tisrach, Chachma is going to go bad. V'Yirichit Yim Asu. V'Emes Tehein Haderes, the Emes is not going to be around. Right, the young ones are gonna embarrass the older ones. They're gonna make fun of them. And the old people are gonna stand up for the young people. Ben menuval av bas kama beima kala b'chamusa. All the people who should be showing honor to others are gonna be degrading them. Oyvei ish anshe beso pnei hador kipnei hakelav habein eno misbayish me'aviv v'amal yesh l'nishan alavinu shabashamayim. So Amar Rav Loshanu Ela Shel Melach VeGafris Avol Shel Hadasa Shel Verin Mutter. In other words, going back to the case of the first line of the Mishnah about the Atara you put on the Chasan, so it's only going to be a problem if it's salt and sulfur, right? In other words, but if it's made out of myrtles and roses, that's okay. No, Avol Shel Hadasa Shel Verin Sasser Shel Kanim Shel Chilas Mutter. But if you want to use reeds or some, you know, different types of reeds, that's okay. Levi, no, Avol Shel Kanim Shel Chilas Sasser Chein Tani Levi B'Masni Say Avol Shel Kanim Shel Chilas is going to be Sasser. Yalhe Irus My Irus Amar Rabbi Elazar Tavla Dechad Puma. Irus refers to a bell with one clapper. In other words, they used to nullify the shear, the songs they would sing. Rabba Baravuna Avad Le Lebre Tinvura. So he brought in some sort of a symbol or a timbrel in with for his wedding. Asa Avua Tavres. His father broke it. Amar Le Michlaf Tavla Dechad Puma. You should use it instead with this bell with the one clapper inside. So Avad Le Apuma Dechad. So Avuma Dechafiz. So he used it and he banged it against some sort of an anvil to make a noise, and that was what they used at the wedding. But Puma Sotitos Gazra Ataros Kalos. My Ataros Kalos. He used to have a golden, like a tiara that he used to wear with an image of Yerushalayim on it. Avaloso is a kippa shel milas. You can make some sort of a head covering of silk, of wool. Tana aval chupas chasanim gush. My chupas chasanim zohoris hamizuhav. So these crimson strings that looked like gold. Tana miyachi elin chupas chasanim zohoris hamizuhav. Avaloso papyrus v'tola b'komash irtze. You can make it out of a certain type of wood, out of papyrus, and you can hang whatever you want on the head covering for the kala. Shuli lama is beno yivanas. How you work it is Istrabolus and Bifnim Horkus was on the outside and Istrabolus was on the inside of the siege. They would lower money inside of a basket, and they would send out a carbon tamid to offer in the mikdash. He told them in Greek, you're never going to beat the Jews as long as they're doing the avoda in the mikdash. They sent out a pig. Tiparnav, the pig clawed its way onto the wall. So the entire earth still shook. Osa Shah Amru, Aru Adam Shigada Khazirim, curse the person who raises pigs, Var Adam Shialam of No Khachmasivanis, and curse the person who teaches his son Greek. Yalosa Shana Shaninu Maisa, Alosa Shana Shaninu Maisa Uba Omer mi Ginos Srifim, Ushte Alechem Bikas in Sochar. That year they brought the grain, the barley for the carbon Omer from the garden of Srifim, and they brought the wheat for the Shte Alechem from the valley of Sochar. Iniva Amra Rabbi Beretz Yisrael, Lashon Sursi Lama, Ella, Ilashon HaKodesh, Ilashon Yuvanis. Lam Rabbi Yosef Bebavel, Lashon Arami Lama, why do you have Aramaic in Bavel? Ella, Lashon HaKodesh, Lashon Parsi. Lashon Yuvanis, Lachod, Vachachmas Yuvanis. No, that Greek and Chachmas Yuvanis are two different things, right? There's a difference between speaking Greek and knowing Greek Chachma. Vachachmas Yuvanis, Miyasir, Vam Rav Yudim Rishmuel, 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 Gamliel, Maidich Sev, Eini, Olol, and Avshi, Mikol, Benos, Iri, Elef Yoladim, Hayu, Beveis, Abba, Chamesh, Meos, Lam, Du Torah, Chamesh, Meos, Lam, Du Chachmas Yuvanis, Vlonishtar, Mehen, Ela, Ani, Kan, Uven, Achi, Abba, Ba, Asya, Shani, Shal, Beis, Rabban, Gamliel, De Krov, and the Malachos, Havu, De Sanya, Mispar, Komi, Hariz, and Midach, Yoha, Mori. Normally, if you have a certain type of a haircut, it's considered a violation of Darki, Amori, Avtulus, Ben, Ruvin, He, Tirulus, Apar, Komi, Shakur, Kav, the Malachos, right, so in the context of a person who's close to the government, they're allowed to take a certain type of haircut and they're allowed to speak Chachmas Yivanis for the purposes of interacting with government officials. The it's a violation of sneers to go out like that. The wells of Chachma were closed off. The people who were diligent in Torah. There was an increase of a locust plague. The tzaros were double. Don't say that Anava and Yerushalayim were Bata because there's me. So the way the first explained that is that even though it sounds like it's a lot of guy to say that, but it means that, I, in other words, because they knew their place, so therefore that was considered to be a form of Anava.